We will start at 40 beats per minute for lines 1 and 2. And so on, and work away at that. And the thing about this exercise is, this is how you'll encounter difficult doublings in tunes. It's very important you've got this idea of going from a double C to a double D, and so on. So let's now try lines 3 and 4 at 50 beats a minute. And so on. And I hope you noticed there that all the doublings are sounding the same. We don't have one grace note bigger than the other, or a double C sounding any different from a double D, other than the fact that it's obviously on a different theme note. And so now we'll try line 5 at 60 beats a minute. Let's do that again. And if you can play your doublings at that tempo, well, you're well on your way to being a very competent piper. So let's have a look now, lastly, at thumb doublings. That's at the bottom of the page, and we'll try them at about 50 beats per minute. And just remember that for a very short time, your high A, where all the fingers of the top hand for the high A, all the top fingers of the top hand will be off the chanter. So don't get them too far away from the chanter. We'll try that now at 50 beats per minute. ¶¶